May the Lord help us to commence our services this beautiful Easter Sunday morning with hymn 836. 836. Believer, lift thy drooping head. Thy Saviour has the victory gained. See all thy foes in triumph led, and everlasting life obtained.
Let us turn to the Word of God in the Gospel according to St. Matthew. His Gospel, read from chapter 27. Chapter 27. And we will commence our reading this morning at verse 50. Verse 50. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 27, verse 50. That is into the following chapter. Matthew 27, verse 50, Jesus, when he had cried again with a loud voice, he lit up the ghost, and behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom. The earth did quake, and the rocks rent. The graves were opened. The bodies of the saints which slept arose, came out of the graves after his resurrection, went into the holy city and appeared unto many. Now when the centurion, they that were with him, watching Jesus, saw the earthquake, those things that were done, they feared greatly, saying, truly, this was the Son of God. And many women who were there, beholding afar off, followed Jesus from Galilee, ministering unto him, among which was Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James and Joseph, and the mother of Zebedee's children. When the even was come, there came a rich man of Arimathea, named Joseph, who also himself was Jesus' disciple. He went to Pilate and begged the body of Jesus. Then Pilate commanded the body to be delivered. When Jesus had taken the body, he wrapped it in a clean linen cloth, laid it in his own new tomb, which he had hewn out in the rock. He rolled a great stone to the door of the sepulchre and departed. And there was Mary Magdalene and the other Mary sitting over against the sepulchre. And the next day that followed, the day of the preparation, the chief priests and Pharisees came together unto Pilate, saying, "Sir, we remember that that deceiver said, while he was yet alive, after 3 days, will rise again. Command therefore that the sepulchre be made sure until the third day, lest his disciples come by night and steal him away, and say unto the people, he is risen from the dead. For the last error shall be worse than the first." Pilate said unto them, "You have a watch, go your way, make it as sure as ye can." They went and made the sepulchre sure, sealing the stone and setting a watch at the end of the Sabbath. Long Sabbath, and the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulchre. Behold, there was a great earthquake. The angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning, his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. The angel answered and said unto the women, "Fear not ye. For I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come, see the place where the Lord lay. And go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him. Lo, I have told you." And they departed quickly from the sepulchre with fear and great joy, and did run to bring his disciples word. As they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them, saying, "All hail." And they came and held him by the feet, worshipped him, and said Jesus unto them, "Be not afraid. Go tell my brethren that they go into Galilee. There shall they see me." And when they were going, behold, some of the watch came into the city and showed unto the chief priests all the things that were done. And when they were assembled with the elders and taken counsel, they gave large money unto the soldiers, saying, "Say ye, his disciples came by night and stole him away while we slept. And if this come to the governor's ears, we will persuade him and secure you." And they took the money and did as they were taught. And this saying is commonly reported among the Jews until this day. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Just say, Lord, in prayer. O Lord, remember us. We do feel our need. And yet we need to be taught it more and more. Oh, that thou remember us, Lord, as poor sinners that will come again and say we would see Jesus. Lord, it is the time when we especially think of that time when they did not find him, and therein lies our great mercy in the gospel. He is risen, is so today. We would be thankful for it, would feel it, Lord. We would be able to believe by thy gracious help and know that he is risen for us. But Lord, we believe that he is able to do this. May we feel it. May we know it today. Thank thee, Lord, for this beautiful day, more beautiful on the mountains of our hearts, if thou dost come and bless us. We do pray that thou remember each one. Nice, Lord, those that come in, perhaps creeping today, but some doubted, and that's their trouble, their sorrow, their grief. Oh, the doubts and fears and the sorrows within. None can see them, but some doubted, and so we believe that thine eye was upon them, and soon the Lord appeared. We ask, Lord, that thou remember the causes represented. Oh, may the Lord come and make one with us. We do own the provision of our God, we have to say. We believe, Lord, that thou hast granted help in the gospel through the means of thy truth. We pray that it may be continued. And Lord, remember us in every burden, sorrow, and every care too. May we be looking unto Jesus and seek, Lord, that thou would come quickly. We pray that thou would remember those seekers we have read about. Lord, do grant they may find thee. May we each know thee today, that we may know him, the power of his resurrection. May we be able, Lord, to confess our sins with such help of God that we may believe by thy grace. That's what we need. We seek, Lord, also that thou to remember us, thinking of those unable to be with us, most carefully bearing up before thee those that we are sure whose hearts are up unto thee at this time, especially for us and themselves also, we believe, that thou draw near, grant help of God to those that would remember thy word and seek to quietly turn aside and seek thy gracious help by thy spirit. You read of that woman, that dear woman that said, it was said she did what she could. And those we bear up to thee, Lord, thou knowest that. Come and seek thy face, but they have their responsibilities, and we pray for them. Seek, Lord, that thou be with us in every concern. Lord, it's the churches, it's the gatherings, it's the people with ourselves, it's the outpouring of thy spirit. It's the Lord to arise and to come over the mountains and touch hearts, and Lord, begin with me. We do see a thankful heart for thy many mercies, thy goodness. We desire, Lord, to record mercies that surround us in another day in which we remember the Lord is risen so wonderfully, so risen above our sins, if thou dost come with thy power, we have read of, and do come, Lord, where we are, the oil and the wine of the gospel. We have much cause to ask for thy help today. We may be no hindrance. Lift us above our fears too. desire, Lord, to record thy mercies. Ask thee yet for more. We want more resurrection power. Need the Lord to come and touch our hearts till they burn within us too. And do grant, Lord, we may be able to pray for little ones, bringing them unto Jesus. In our heart's desire, those, Lord, that may feel left out, may they be sweetly encouraged. And do remember each cause as we have asked. And those, Lord, as we bear up before thee, especially in affliction, with the dying, with thy grace. And those, Lord, that are far off, and bring them back. May the Lord come and grant that power to raise the dead. And we have each been in nature's darkness, but for grace. Now, Lord, do come. Help us to record thy mercies. Maybe know a little life. Lord, it's not just the studying or the looking into the scriptures and those that are able to write about them. Lord, we want to feel, we want to know thy love in our hearts. We want thy spirit. Lord, it is a great burden. The Lord may come and grant that quickening power, and you with the quickened. So many in our prayers about that. You with the quickened who are dead, trespasses and sins. So, Lord, make up where we fail. Come and help us through this day. Oh, and do grant be able to lift him up who has been raised from the dead. May we know him lifted up in our hearts, each one of us. We thank thee for the resurrection, but may we feel it more and more. We ask many things, the forgiveness of sins, praying for our land and those we ought to pray and do pray for, Prime Minister and Sovereign and those in government. May eyes be opened. May we have some petitions, Lord, sweetly registered on high, that thou wilt do this thing. Grant there may be a turning unto the Lord. And there may be, instead of this dreadful darkness, light in many hearts. We feel to need thee ourselves. Now, Lord, do come. We ask thy precious help in the thinking upon the hymns today. Do remember us in the afternoon service too. For Jesus' sake, we ask. That worthy name alone that we can plead as thou dost help us. For Christ's sake. Amen.
May we continue with hymn 95. Hymn 95. And did the holy and the just, the sovereign of the skies, stoop down to wretchedness and dust, that guilty worms might rise. Hymn 95.
the Lord may be pleased to help me. I direct you to the word of God upon my spirit, and it attended me some while in the night too. In the first epistle to the Thessalonians, from chapter 2, and there are a few things in verse 4, and it's not a help of God to speak from. That's first epistle to the Thessalonians, chapter 2, from verse 4. These are the words, of course, of the dear apostle. They belong to each one that is rightly sent of God himself. As we were allowed of God, we put in trust with the gospel. And so we speak, not as pleasing men, but God, which trieth our hearts. We were allowed of God to be put in trust with the gospel. And so we speak, not as pleasing men, but God, which trieth our hearts. Realize that it is a part of the gospel, the resurrection, that this word belongs to those that are put in trust with the gospel by God's grace and declare it faithfully, with a certain sound, not something borrowed. Alas, Master, it was borrowed, but by the help of God to be granted to those that hear as for hid treasure, or need the Lord's sweet mercy for them. Perhaps again and again they may come there. But more mercy, he giveth more grace. Again, I notice here that these words may be thought to be quite remote from the resurrection. It is not so, friend. It cannot be. What lays on my mind is this. Things that please God concerning his church, and concerning each poor child of God that may be needing the Lord to come and grant them a lift, the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich. There's things here that are pleasing not to men but God, are those things that God will own, especially in the ministry. There's things that shall not return to him void, as the Lord may grant liberty where the Spirit of the Lord is. There is liberty. So in the word here, it belongs to those servants of the Lord, and belong to those that are especially endowed, committed, and appointed with the truth of the gospel. It can even be said, friends, those that greatly worry about the hymns they give out, whether the Spirit is with them, whether they're guided by the Lord, or those hearts, friends, are hidden, aren't they? What will they have me to do? They're known to God. So we gather up here for a moment, those who are allowed of God, in trust with the gospel, the truth of it. Sacred truth, isn't it? Especially on the resurrection day today, we think about allowed of God to speak of a risen Christ. We're dead and so far off by nature. Allowed of God, spared, brought from the depths, some of us. But oh, the need of that grace to keep us by the power of God. There are those that listen, and they've got discerning ears, friends. They want the gospel in its purity. They don't want something borrowed nor left for man to think well of the preacher. They are such as need the Lord himself. Now it's in the gospel, isn't it? As we allowed of God, it is by the Spirit. May we be sweetly granted it. Allowed of God in his purpose and ways, in the truth of the Lord, be put in trust with the gospel. We don't really want to spend too much time there concerning the appointing of ministers, but it is necessary to ask the Lord for the outpouring of his Spirit. Maybe many are allowed of God, and some are brought back, aren't they? What tidings they have. Speak of what the Lord has done. Speak what they know. The power and truth of his word in their poor, sinful hearts. And such as are especially needing those confirmations about it. Whatever that the Lord has pointed them to be put in trust with the gospel. We couldn't be put in trust with anything more solemn, more needful. Well, there are many things belonging to this world that will just fade away. We shall fade away ourselves, but friends, it's the truth as it is in Jesus. Now it's to be granted that word of the Lord, which is appointed, I think of it, by the Spirit. And those hearts that are well broken, feeling to be, I mean, broken in pieces. When will the Lord come and gather up their pieces? Broken heart, so troubled. It wouldn't be exaggerating for me to say that I've been so anxious through the night. What a text is this for the Easter day, friends? It's Christ, isn't it? That's the text. Allowed of God to be put in trust with the gospel. And it's those things that God makes known in the gospel, not in the world. Some that want the things of the world, they don't want the things belonging to the Lord, don't they? What about you? Do you say, Lord, do come with something? May the servant of the Lord prove to be so, allowed of God, appointed. If things have sprung up, and then I do seem to need so much help, friends. We cannot have a great store. We can't have this. We can't have something already. The Lord grant us something from the Lord himself. Even so we speak. So we speak. Well, that's a great matter, isn't it? To speak a word in season to him that is weary. To speak a word of the Lord. Now, I've thought of the part of the Word of God that we have read together in Matthew 28. My thoughts have gone somewhat in those words concerning the end of the Sabbath. What a sweet truth that is. The Jewish Sabbath, it began to dawn towards the first day of the week. Oh, what a sweet thought that is. The Lord to grant those gospel blessings. They spread around like a sweet, refreshing shower as the Lord is lifted up, as they reach those impoverished souls, those that feel to need the Lord to visit them, but their heart so barren and their soul so dry. May the Lord remember them. May the Lord send a word today by his grace at the end of the Sabbath. Began to dawn with the first day of the week, and we don't want to continue long, but it's a lively part of God's word, isn't it, concerning the Lord and the gospel, the sweet truth of the Lord belonging to his people, and the Lord appears. And a few things I must come here, God may help me. Quickly, really, his countenance, this angel, like lightning, his raiment white as snow, and for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became a dead man, so on. But what a fear not there was here. Fear not ye. For I know that ye seek Christ Jesus, which was crucified. We do not go on beyond our thoughts here, but that seem to attend my mind. May the Lord be with us. Roll back the stone and grant that he might graciously appear. We We read of the keepers that had shaken came as dead men. And we read the angel that said unto the women, fear not ye, each one of them. Fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus which was crucified. Or that we might know a little of that sweet truth, Christ crucified. His dear people, we read, he is not here, but he is risen. How high is he risen? As he said, come see the place where the Lord lay. And then just a few thoughts a little further on. They departed quickly from the sepulchre with fear and great joy, and did run to bring his disciples word. Is there any like that today? Seek the Lord's gracious help to run by his commandment. Go quickly. Is it a word in season? To those that have to seek the Lord and watch unto him. Go quickly. Maybe not pass over it without thought and tell. Tell his disciples that he's risen from the dead. That really follows on, doesn't it? Allowed of God to be put in trust with the gospel, even so we speak. It's pleasing men but God. Think of it in this commission, if the Lord be pleased to grant it, to say his will be done. And they went to tell his disciples as they went. No, this is very sacred, isn't it? In the gospel. Part of our text. Lord grant it might be sweetly known. Jesus met them. Is that what you need? Oh, the Lord to meet us in the way and grant us sweet help of God, indeed laid upon them that is mighty. As they went to tell his disciples, Jesus met them, saying, all hail. Oh, what a sweet greeting that was to their troubled heart. Although the Lord was very gracious, they were rent, weren't they, with fear and great joy, and did run to bring his disciples' word, or that they had seen the Lord. I want to hasten, friends. This is what seems to abide on my mind, and go quickly. We need grace in our hearts, don't we? Go quickly in the way of his commandments, or in the way of his appointment, or that humble soul that feels to need the Lord so much and fears to presume. Tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. What does it mean to you? It means to me. Risen from the dead. Oh, a sacred theme, the resurrection, isn't it? Risen so much from the dead. Indeed, my thoughts have gone to it in the word of our text, allowed of God to be put in trust with the gospel. All that really means to the church of God. All that the Lord may command or commend by his grace, allowed of God, put in trust with the gospel. I want to come a little further. Oh, it's the gospel of free grace, isn't it? We might say, die in love. Oh, the gospel, I love it, said one. It's perfectly free. Oh, that thou, the Lord, may direct us into it. That we've been allowed of God, we put in trust for the gospel, might to learn of him. Make my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I'm meek and lowly in heart. You shall find rest unto your soul. Now, really, it's the hearing of it especially, isn't it? These characters given the word, pointed to run with it, carry it, to attend to God's will, and to seek the Lord to direct them. They departed quickly from the sepulchre with fear and great joy. Many things could be said, and when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubting. Well, the Lord, remember those two, full of doubts and fears. Seek another token. The Lord come and grant that the gospel may be precious to you, therefore, which believe is precious. These are the souls that the Lord has made, and you. They need the Lord. They need the Lord and his sweet grace. And in fact, they don't want the husky part. They want the truth as it is, the precious Christ, the whole truth and nothing but the truth. Now, these things then I bring to you as the Lord may help me, aloud of God. Oh, what an unspeakable mercy that is. Spared of God. Directed to the ways of truth. Some of us have had to feel the sweetness of that. Directed our wretched ways to the ways of truth. Full of sin and shame too. To gather up those that may come with me. Yeah, it's a wonder they're still on praying ground. Allowed of God be put in trust with the gospel, though so unworthy, so unlike the people of God. It needs the Lord, doesn't it? Lord, grant there may be some sweetness in the word. Allowed of God for a purpose, appointments of the Lord, be put in trust with the gospel, those that carry the truth of God and not knowing the seed will fall, and it fall into good ground. As it has been, so here I have no doubt. Wherever the Lord rightly plants it. But only many, many thoughts about it. Sorrows go deep. May the Lord grant those evidences that we are among those allowed of God to be put in trust with the gospel. And a few things attending it. Not as pleasing men. We've hinted about it, friends. I want to come a little more upon the truth of it. Not as pleasing men, but God. A principle of life. A desire to seek the Lord until we may be able to find him and say, this is he. Not as pleasing men, not as men please us. What are men really pleased about? Well, friends, it's what they might be and how they might appear, how they might sound in the ears of others. God forbid. We don't want any of that. Oh, it's that sweet witness, isn't it? We have done all these things, his commandments, and that the Lord is with us. There's a few things springing up. A prohibition, faithfully so, by the apostle. In the gospel, not as pleasing men. Now, if I may be helped, there's something here that I must speak about, and that is the giving of God's law, holy law. Please God to send his law, or that we might know it, a little authority in our hearts, not just coming and going, but feeling perhaps the condemnation of the of death or the law to be a very great matter. We may think of our latter end. And then further, even so we speak, having to speak, must speak of law and gospel. Those that are sent of God, friends, they are taught the Blessed Spirit. I believe something we must maintain. Maintain the honour of his word and the glory of his cross. It's when that sweet truth of the gospel and the cross of Christ becomes life and power, godliness in all its life at Jesus' cross, you find. I may have spoken about that. But it's this, isn't it? Oh, I want to come to it, friends. Man in his unregeneracy is subject to the law of God. He doesn't feel it. Doesn't know it, but he might rest in it wrongly. God is a God of love, and anyway, we've been coming to chapel long enough. Or that, but we can't really give it to ourselves anyway. We can't appropriate anything, so we'll just drift on and will perhaps be saved, but if not, it is the least we can do to hear his word and leave it there. No, friends, we need more than that. Does it strike home? A law of God that strikes us down without realizing it, without knowing it? But we shall know it. The gospel has a law of God in it, but it's fulfilled. And the hearts and lives of God's people, they're taught it. It's the gospel they love. It cuts them up. When the Lord began with me, I have said it before because we do repeat ourselves. In Tunbridge Wells, and I was particularly poorly with some flu or something. And my dear wife in glory, she bought me, I think I've said it before, those sermons of J.C. Philpott. And I picked them up. They read me. And such was the dominion they had, the authority that I had to ask the Lord that he might not leave my soul destitute. I think I've said it before, but it's this particular matter, friends, being taught sin's demerits, being taught the need of Christ and the gospel to be tidings to poor sinners, that there they might find all they need in the finished work of Christ. But oh, the barrenness, the deadness, does it trouble you? You have to say, Lord, I own that I am a sinner more than I can feel and know, but deliver me. Such is my ruin that I cannot think rightly of anything. But yet there is a turning. There's a sweetness, isn't there, in the name of Jesus when it's made life and power. Now, these are the things that attend my mind, perhaps in the night too. We put in trust with the gospel. It's the sweet terms of it to sinners. It's the love of God in it. May I have loved thee with everlasting love. If with loving kindness may draw thee, how far? From hell to heaven, friend. Lord, grant the sweetness of it. Not as pleasing men, or which is left with men. Is that won't do us any good at all. We need the Lord to come with his word and graciously fix it in our hearts until the softness that hymn we've sung has been made life and power for me. And did the holy and the just, sovereign of the skies, stoop down. The wretchedness and dust, the guilty souls might rise. Yes, friends, I remember it so sweetly. Yes. He left his throne, his radiant throne on high. Now, it is when it reaches these thirsty, hungry hearts that they might be able to feed on the sweet truth as it is for sinners, crumbs of mercy. Help of God to the lost, those that fear to be lost. These things have attended my mind, not as pleasing men. Man wants to feel and know that, well, he's not quite so bad. In any case, there are many others lost, and it doesn't really concern you at all. It's that spirit of man. I know it for myself, the deadness of it. And yet, you are quickened to feel, to seek, to come and to plead that name and to need the gospel and the truth of it more than, I think it's sometimes said, our daily bread. What about getting home early if you can to hear it? Or when you may have to look up in the word of his grace, something in the dinner time or the time that is left to you. Say, Lord, do come in. I'm so poor. Do visit me. I don't want to go on too long. But these are the things that have sprung up in my mind. Aloud of God to preach the gospel to the poor, and to them that have no helper. those that feel their barrenness, deadness, and guilt. Not because it's the right thing to say, not because you might be approved saying it, but it's to feel it. Woe is me. I'm undone. All this chapel going, undone still. May the Lord appear. Quite little sweet comforts. His love. Yea, I've loved thee. Everlasting love. As I've said, it's that drawing of it, isn't it? With that drawing, there's repentance. I wasn't gone too long here. But it's that drawing to Christ. That's the secret of it. Once he was nothing. Now, by grace, he's everything, but you need the Lord to establish you, give you those answers of peace. May the Lord bless the truth of it. Allowing God to put in trust with the gospel that meets these four characters. Things we have to notice in the gospel, perhaps later on, we're very, very poor. But it's to try to come as the Lord may teach me. And those characters that feel to be out of the way, what do they need? The gospel, God's sweet grace, and his dying love. But oh, the resurrection of it. In poor sinners' hearts, till they would say, well, I'm the very worst. It's the very worst of sinners. Yes, it's the difference God makes. And these souls set free or made alive. And they choose rather to suffer affliction for the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. I do want to be right about these things, because there must be taking away the precious from the vile. That which is, well, it is only half measures for them. As we need full measures for eternity. We need the Lord to bring us right, keep us right, bring us right, and to be right at last indeed. Now those things have stood out to me. But in trust with the gospel, the Lord appoints it. Therein lies the mercy of God so sweetly. Couldn't be more so. Gospel of free grace, dying love, and so we speak. I know if the Lord touches your heart, you'll have to speak about it. You'll have to tell sinners round what a dear Saviour I've found. I point to his redeeming blood and say, behold, the way to God. What you need, the way to God, is in Christ. The very worst of sinners, find the way to Christ. It's all through grace. Now, there's another sweet part of it, isn't there? Not as pleasing men, but God. Oh, that we might be able to dip our foot in the oil of it. What can poor sinners do to bring anything to please the Lord? They're all stained and dyed with sin. They're altogether unworthy. They're altogether lost and ruined. Let me understand this word, not as pleasing men, but God. Well, friends, putting it very, very graciously by the Lord's help, it's his resurrection, especially. Now, how that sweet resurrection, the truth of it, put forth by God the Father to the raising of his Son. Church given to him. Could not lie forever in that dead and dreadful state, but know that quickening of God's grace, to feel it. It's by the Spirit. Now, I believe we must emphasize the work of the Spirit in going through the great doctrines and the things that belong to the resurrection. We must surely come and speak of that vital power and authority. The Spirit of God, that's what we need. That's what we desire the Lord may bless the Church of Christ with, that sweetness of his saving grace. And in the word here, when the Lord comes and Well, it's a little sweet truth as it is in Jesus. Much could be said of it. It's when the Lord is all in all, isn't it? You that know the Lord or want to know him, you want all of him. And say, well, Lord, give me just enough to get to heaven with, and I'll have my stay here below and enjoy my path here. No, you say, give me Christ. Thus I die. If I gather up some, I've been so troubled in the night. Even so we speak to humble souls. Seek him. Turn again unto him. But the Lord grant his grace, not as pleasing men. Something to learn, isn't it? As men pleases. Not satisfied with the old nature. It's pleasing men. Now, if we get a little of this in our heart, friends, it'll do us good. But God, what pleases God himself, the sweet lifting up his own dear beloved son. Why so? Because the church of God are in him, given to him. Therein lies his great love to sinners beyond all that we can think or begin to know by any help himself. May the Lord help me to bring it to you. God may grant it. This is the truth as it is in Jesus. God pleased with poor sinners. But it's only through his mercy. It's through his grace alone from first to last. You have to learn it. Oh, my all is bound up in the Lamb. My all is nothing worth. You have to say, Lord, do grant me a little of what pleases God in my heart. That he might view me in the person of his son. How he loves his son. He still does. The sweet exalted him, lifted him up, raised him from the fall. The church of God in him. That's the greatness of his love, isn't it? Given to Christ to redeem, save unto the uttermost all that come unto God by him. Again, there's a depth in these words, not as pleasing men, though. To learn this, that we need to be humbled, and we need the Lord to teach us sin's demerit. Not because it's the right thing to know, but oh, to feel it. Him might have said it cuts deep beyond expression, but I'm so shallow. I need the Lord to teach me. But then, hope he does teach me a few things. The need of precious Christ and the need of that teaching of the Lord that I know not to teach thou me. And I'll gather up those I often think about them, that they hear, but they say in their hearts, but I don't know. I cannot believe. I cannot attain. I cannot seem to understand. Well, friend, what do you think of him that understands everything? The burden of a sigh, dropping of a tear sometimes. For those that are brought to say, Lord, give me what thou givest such, much humility and love. It's to the Lord, isn't it? And that's where I'm coming. It's to him, isn't it? That's the test. Or it's what think ye of Christ is the test. Trust with the gospel, yes. Even so we speak, oh, the Lord grants it, not as pleasing men. Now, in a sacred way, for instance, that's what does poor sinners good. Not what pleases men, but God himself. Let me look at it in another way. That man thinks that he's not quite so bad, or he'll be all right in the end, or that he can do something, but he cannot do anything. Like a broken vessel, all in little pieces. God gathers up his people like those vessels and makes them one, forms them by his hand. We have it in the gospel. And these characters are built again. They're made anew. That's what you need. That's what I need. We need the God of heaven to come and set us down more firmly upon these truths. Oh, the need is very great for the Lord to work. You read of the promise, I will work and I shall let it. not as pleasing then, or that won't do you any good, will it? Be thought of by man when you've got the law of God that testifies against you in your conscience. Say it's give me, Lord, that redeeming love, that sweet knowledge of forgiveness, acceptance on high. Your poor prayers might reach heaven. It needs a surety. It needs the Lord to come, doesn't it? Take your case in hand and grant you that sweetness of his name to your poor broken heart, perhaps, or feeling to be so poor you can't rightly speak about it. I'm poor and needy yet, Lord, thinking upon me. These things have bubbled up a little. So we speak not as pleasing men, no. Well, when we come down to die, friends, what pleases men? We're nothing worth. I often feel to need that wisdom to speak, but you know, man wants life, doesn't he? My heart goes out to the sick, afflicted, and dying too. What do we especially desire for them? The Lord may bless them with life divine, some intimation of it, of his favour and his blessing, and that lifting up of their souls, know that he is precious in a dying bed. I speak so carefully. Friends, we do need something to die upon. The finished work of Christ alone is sufficient, but our sufficiency is of God. It is. Only of God. Some of you are persuaded about it, aren't you? And then I come again, those that say, well, I've heard these things, I know them. But yes, but my heart is still as hard. Well, what can soften it? The Lord cannot. Your best prayers cannot. We haven't got any, have we? But it's this, Jesus can. To the little ones, young ones, Jesus can. Grant you a soft heart. I need one too. I think I've said before we were in Australia and I tried to preach from that, but God makes my heart soft and the Almighty, I can still feel it in a little humble way. God makes my heart soft when he comes. It needs to be softened, doesn't it? What can soften hearts of stone? Jesus' precious blood alone. These are the things we wish for those that gather in to hear the word, and solemnly sometimes we see them indifferent. Oh, it does pain my heart to see them preach to those that more or less say away with the man and his preaching. I hope not found it here, of course. We think more of those that we hope may be brought back and blessed of God with ourselves. And the time is going like. I do want to leave something with you this morning. Lord, help me throughout the day. Little word here, not as pleasing men, but God which trieth our hearts. You got that? In your experience, God trieth our heart. He tries the righteous, we read. Also, he tries those that come to him. He seeks to see the reality of their groans and their thoughts and cries, and that they it's like when something is dropped, a coin or something, and there's a right ring to it. It's that truth, isn't it, of the reality of the matter. It's when, putting it very, very simply, when it's Jesus only. Jesus only with ourselves, Alpha and Omega, all in all. To whom else shall we go? God which trieth our hearts. I hope each one of us know what it is to have our hearts tried toward God. Do I love the Lord or no? Am I his or am I not? I think of the words here, it belongs to those souls that have long walked in his ways, and oh, their hearts are so tried. The world may say, well, surely you're a Christian. You go to chapel so often. they can see what time it is. We go by their houses, can't they? It's service time for them. Oh, is a meeting place for the Lord for his characters. When Jesus himself draws near, goes with them too. That's what we need. Trieth our hearts, tries them by his grace. Something else, by his love. What think ye of Christ? Let me put it another way. Have we got that measure of his love in our heart? Go back many years. What really converted your heart and mine? Was it not love? Oh, the love of God to sinners. I stand upon it, friends. Nothing converts the soul more than the love of God and how it is viewed in the name and blood and person and righteousness of Jesus Christ, full of love to sinners given to him by the Father. And they are made one in Christ. I must leave it not as pleasing men, no, but God which trieth our hearts. You have to say, well, Lord, let it be. Let my soul have the chastening, but grant me the blessing. And may a few things, I know I do not stay long, but I have to leave things. My thought is for that help to continue. And so, Lord, may it help me. I must leave the word and give out the text. As we were allowed of God, we put in trust with the gospel. And so we speak, not as pleasing men, but God which trieth our hearts. Lord, forgive all of this. Make up where we failed. Amen.
The collections collected since the chapel was closed amount to £715, for which we're truly thankful. And God willing, Mr. Izzard is again expected to preach this evening at 6:30. Mr. Wheatley is expected to preach on Tuesday evening at 7:00, and there will be a prayer meeting for members on Friday at 8:00. And Mr. Charles Woolboy is expected to preach next Lord's Day at 10:30 and 6:30. Let us now close with hymn 535. Oh, the love of Christ to sinners, who can make its wonders known? Sin-born slaves through grace are winners of a bright celestial crown. Jesus gives us endless glory and renown. 535.
The Lord will help us now to give thanks for the beautiful day, and it be pleasing thee, Lord, to come and want thy sweet help throughout this day, and the dear friends, young ones too. And we do ask thy mercy upon us, thy blessing upon the Church of Christ, and that thou wilt remember us, thinking, O Lord, of those that are afflicted, those we bring most carefully unto thee. Lord, do forgive our sins, how many, beyond recounting, said the writer. Oh, and if we feel it, only a measure of it. Lord, have mercy. And may the grace of the Lord Jesus, love of God, the Father, and the communion of the Holy Spirit with us each. Amen.